is our this evening to bring some scriptures to our hearts and minds, the good word of God and of the work of the Lord and the progress of the work. You know, I believe that the working of God is the greatest work in the world today. I believe that God brought about the greatest institution, the greatest working power that the world has ever known when He brought it through Jesus Christ. And I believe that while He was slow about bringing it about, seemed like He was in no hurry, He was about 4,000 years and bringing us down to that time when Christ would come to be such a blessing to us. And I believe in that great working, bringing about the body of Christ and the church of God and all its workings. I believe the Lord fanned it out until it would be a success, don't you? I don't believe the Lord just hatched out something, just brought up something, but I believe He worked it out that it would be a success here upon the earth. You take any invention today that's not a success, and it doesn't last long. It is soon discarded and laid aside. But you take one that is a success, and there is a demand for it. Now today, in the success of the working of God, of the church of God, of the body of Christ, makes it valuable and makes it for someone else to desire. Why? Because it's a success. Amen. Now, before I start reading, I want to think about this. Many times I bring to us natural things, as Christ did in His parables. He brought about literal things to help us to understand. I think of the great car that's being built today. The great power that they have, how successfully they go over the road, take you from place to place. But you know, in the man that figured that car out, he didn't only figure out the power that you would need in that car, but he figured out in that car that it would be a success for you while you used it. It would be usable to you while you were using it. Then I see, not only figuring out the power, the dimensions of the cylinders and how much gas it would take to go to each cylinder to make the power needed and how much air with the gas, all those things he figured out. But there was another thing that he figured out that were more necessary than that. You know, you might have all the good gas you wanted. You might have all the working mechanism about the car. But there's one thing, if you like, you wouldn't get around the block until your car would be a wreck and burn up. That man, when he began to figure out that car, he began to figure out an oil system that would go to every working part of that car, that car would go ahead continuing mile after mile and working successfully where it should work. Isn't that right? All right, then God, when He thought about this great reformation, we call it, that started in the Son of God, He didn't only work out the power that was going to be in that, but He worked out a way that would continue to work successfully until the end of the way. He didn't want it to break down somewhere. He wanted it to keep running. He wanted it to keep working. So I believe that God knew how, don't you? I believe with all my heart, God knew how to bring about this working of this institution, we might call it, whatever you want to call it.
It's the work of God. And I believe that God works that out until each working part will work more successfully day by day as the car or as it's being in use. You know, we used to have a car, don't have them anymore, I know not why, but they said they developed with use. Well, I'm talking about something this evening that develops with use. It's something that don't wear out, gets a knocking after a while, causing trouble after a while. It don't do that. Because God, in His working this out, works it out, until it works more smoothly every day that it's being worked. Works more smoothly. My theme is, the brother knows about it, is God knows how. Now God knows how to work this thing up. And I say that He did not bring out something that greater than man ever brought out, with a greater power than all the atomic bombs, of all the things that man can imagine out. They haven't brought out a thing that's got the power that God had, that the Son of God brought out when He brought this truth unto you and I. And brother, it's been nearly 2,000 years, and I'm going to tell you this evening, by the word of God, the Savior today ought to be working smoother, ought to be running better today than ever run in all the time. I say God had a way. God had a way to do it. I would think about, we remember what it reads, somebody may read some of it. In the 12th chapter, Corinthians, the 12th chapter. There it's speaking concerning the body of Christ. Now that's what I want to talk about a little bit this evening. About the working and how to keep it working. You wonder, a lot of people say, if I buy something today, tomorrow, or gas is tomorrow, it'll be obsolete. You know that's right. You can buy a car today, a 58 car, and take your mind in, it'll be an obsolete car. They'll get something different. But I'm going to tell you this evening, they got to help out. This is never going to obsolete yet. It's never going to illusion. It's newer today. Shines better today, brother, than it ever shines. It does to me. I don't know how you look at it. Under a perfect day. Listen, science is something. There's something, and God knows what it is, that causes the share here to work just that way. And then now God knew how to do it. You and I wouldn't know how. But it said here in the share, down down about, where is that? About the, probably the, so if you get to speak about the body of Christ, right, don't make it that on the first. Get down about maybe 9th or 10th verse there, does it not? Anybody got it?
There are the
verses
of gifts.
Yeah, right here now.
Same Spirit.
Same Spirit.
The verses of administration.
Yeah.
The same Lord.
For the same Lord.
That's the
verses of operation.
But it is the same God.
But it's the same God.
Which worketh?
Which worketh?
All we know.
All we know. Remember, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Listen, people. It's my burden for the church of God, the body of Christ, to be functioning just exactly like God brought up the specifications for.
Yeah.
I'll need you to do that.
Yeah.
All right, me no more.
But the manifestation of the Spirit.
But the manifestation of the workings of it, the manifestations of it,
of the Spirit,
of the Spirit,
is given to every man.
It's given to every one of us.
The
it's given to every one of us.
The
problem with all. But we don't just learn to keep working, don't we?
We don't want a son out here, Brother Abbott. It's hard to make it down in Missouri, and the old car burn up before you get down there. We don't want that, do we? Well, we get here. God intended this to bloom a better day by day. He intended this, sir, to be a more effectual day by day. Thank you. The day, people, the day, the thing that makes people love this is because they see the thing working just like the specification.
Amen.
That's right.
That's true.
Because it is your in people's heart. Religion. When people see it not working, people see it not functioning as it ought to, they begin to wonder about it.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you that God took every wonder out of it. God took every doubt out of it.
Amen.
He made it so effectual by the presentation that God left your heart. Then it runs so smooth. Now, listen now. Sometimes you stop and listen to the old car, say, don't you run sweet?
Yeah.
Don't you run sweet? There's not a knock here. Oh, yes, you do. Listen to this. The show here. In my heart, this is what. In my heart, this is what. Even today, I say that God knew what he was doing. Brother, I said before you come in, I'm going to tell it again. God knew how to work every oil line right down to it between every working part until it won't. Well, I'm going to say it. You know something, though? You know, they call it galling, don't they? You know, when metal gets to get metal, it'll begin to gall and get rough in that rock. God knows what it takes to keep that thing just running smoothly and not in getting metal to metal. The very love of God, down in our soul, out of your heart, causing this thing to work out and each one not. To each one of us, that's not a place. A working part in your car, out of your heart, there's a force oil. There's a force oil line. Pull that on down to every working part. I keep it just so working. And not getting metal to metal, but God of your heart getting love to love until a very film, they tell you, a very film of love, a very film of oil will gather around.
With every joint supply. Praise the Lord.
God knew what it would take, didn't he? Oh, I need to move that before we get in some real scripture, Decker.
For to one is given.
For to one is given?
A spirit of the word of wisdom.
A spirit of the word of wisdom.
To another is the word of knowledge.
To another
is
the word of knowledge.
Yes?
To another faith to the same spirit.
To another faith to the same spirit.
To another the gift of healing.
Another the gift of healing.
To another
the same spirit.
Oh, these things
are
in there.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. God never let
them
one out.
Same
oil
line.
Oh, I need more.
Another
working miracle.
Another prophecy.
Another discerning of the spirits. We take it out of this morning.
To another
diverse kind of tongue.
Another the interpretation of
tongues. Read.
But all these,
that's what I'm getting at.
Worketh.
All these worketh.
That one and the self same spirit.
Dividing.
To every man,
severely
as he will.
You're talking about how to do this, but this is the specification. This is the way to put my thing together, brother. This is the way to put it together like the specifications, like the plans come. I'm going to tell you, it works successfully. And the people say, that's what I want. You know, I think about a man down in our town years ago. Man come down there and he was advertising cars. You didn't have many big garages you got nowadays, and you didn't have as many agencies as you got nowadays. A man went through the country taking a car and demonstrating it, letting it know what it'd do. Man come down out of the car and he put it out in the paper and he said, I'm going to back this car up the steps over yonder at Sandpipe Hill in the morning at 9 o'clock. Everybody read it and went over there. What kind of a thing does a man got that'll back up those steps are about, I say, 20 inches. But they're not high steps. that brings you that long ways up there. Up there, you know where Hill is? Stand by Hill, just down off from the depot down there, just north of the depot, where Cincinnati ends up down there. Runs into the hill. Next morning, that whole hill was covered. People were there to see what was going to happen. That man got down there and he talked a little while. Then he sold that car in reverse. He started back up there, up down the steps there. And he just went right all the time steps until they got to the top. Man walked up to him and he said, "What's that car worth?" Well, the man said, "This is a demonstrator. This is a demonstrator.
Yeah.
It is not for sale." He said, "What's that car worth?" "Why, as long as you're brand new," he said, "I don't want that. I want that car." "Why, the car has done what you said it would do." "I bring that out, to bring this out. I'm going to tell you, whenever this thing works out, just exactly like we preached it, I'm going to tell you, people will want it."
Amen.
"The long, long kind of a thing that they hear on the radio, those things all the time, when you see it working practically, I'm going to tell you, people will want it."
I say God's got a way.
Wonderful.
God's got a way to do it.
Yeah.
There's more of that before it gets away.
For as the body is one,
half many members,
and all the members of that one body,
all the members of that one body,
being many are one body.
Shout.
So
shout now. We're going to get into some scripture directly. We're going to get into some imaginations and things directly. They're going to get some scripture with it.
Now,
I'm going to tell you this year, thing just works out all to that one body. All to that one body. And you know what? That's what the sinner man's looking for, that had trouble all his life and not been able to get along like he ought to, and he heard this, that, and the other. That man looking for something to work.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Eli, I want to tell you, there's not a thing, there's not a painter, there's not a man that can paint as beautiful a thing as the church of God working like the word says. You're going to take all the sunsets and all the flowers you want to. God love your heart, you can't paint it as beautiful as this is.
Oh, that's true.
Tommy, we're not going to read that. It takes too long, brother. I'd have to run in this from other. I don't want to do that. But it's gone. It goes on down and talks about the body down there, don't it? Right now from that, all these members, the hand, the foot, the eye, the fingers, all of it makes up a body, doesn't it? Now here, I'm coming to a point. I want us to get, but this thing is causing havoc. It's causing trouble today. It's not only causing trouble, but it's causing a lack of love in the world today. Somebody said, "I'll get everything I get it at home."
Brother, I got some over here.
I get at home. I don't have to ask nobody. I don't have for nobody to tell me. I get everything I get at home.
Independent.
When I get sick, I go home. When I get sick, I go home. Now listen, brother Hunt, that's the thing that causes the love to spread out and not get to us. The foot and the eye. The hand. All of the working. I couldn't preach it out my hands. We got to use it. Now somebody said, "Why? Why couldn't God heal me at home? Why couldn't God tell me at home? He could have told you, Paul, down there when he's on the ground. He could have told Paul. He just told him that what he wanted him to do."
Yeah.
That's right. But listen, he wanted him to contact.
Right.
He wanted him to contact his working part of the faith.
That's right.
You and I today, I say, the greatest working in this is our contact one with the other.
Amen. Amen.
God didn't say, in his word, when you get sick, go home and pray. That's right.
didn't say, "Will you in trouble, go home and pray." He said, "Bearing one another's burdens." Why did he say that? He knew it. When I go down with you, brother, and we cried and prayed the thing out and got the victory, we get our arms around each other. We love each other better.
That's right.
He was your other on the same room, brother.
He owns it,
over here, over there, in that old contest. Oh, listen, brethren, our barriers, one with another, our care, one of another, grows greater.
I'm going to say it now. I so much talk about unity. God love your heart, unity grows. When the unity grows,
yeah.
It ignites together then. The more they get the time to, the closer. They get together. Yeah, well, it can go so you can't tear it apart.
Oh,
and it's been there, just working together, it can be hard to tear apart. I thought about down Mississippi. I went to the state capitol down Mississippi, just going through that. They had a man there to tell you about all the great things that the old courthouse, you know, was there that kind of Jeff Davis' time. And he went to us to showed us a winding stairway. Went up like that, you know. Didn't go up here and over there and up there and that. It wound around this way. And he said, there's not a nail in that. There's not a nail in it. Well, that kind of got, so I got to thinking about that thing. A great stairway there and been standing there since Jeff Davis' time. And he said, it's never been repaired. It's never been repaired. And now you got a nail in it. And I said, Mister, can you tell me why that is? He said it's cut to fit. He said it's cut to fit. Brethren, the thing cut to fit. And he said it, the greater wager, the closer it gets together. The more the holder, the greater weight you put on. Why? Because it's so connected together. Brethren, I'm going to tell you, God intended for the church of God to be in such a condition that when the weight fell on it, dropped of your heart, you would know that just get closer together. Hold on, the greater weight together.
Praise the Lord.
You as a woman, the man, a little bit more. You young people back there, listen to me. This is so. You know, sometimes husband been out. He worked all day in the cold. He been out there and been working hard. Wife, that good humble wife, that wife that loves him, that wife that just wants her love to be a little greater to him all the time. She's at home. It's been a bad day. It's been a cold day. I just wonder what her husband went home for supper. Oh, I wonder just what he had with pleasing in his eyes when he walked in and sat down the table. I know he's had a hard day. I'd like to help him a little bit. And you know, that man comes here tired and cold, and when he gets in the room, he smells a fragrance coming from the dining room. And, what? He walks into the table. He looks on the table, the very thing he thought about what he'd like to have after that day. He'd like to sit down to a certain meal, a certain thing cooking. He walked in there. That was right on the table. Front of your heart. He walked home and put his arm around his wife. And he said, wife, you got the very thing I was looking for. The very thing I was. What did you do? It brought them closer together. It made them terrible one for another. Listen to this. Independence to the care of a nation, to the care of a company,
yeah,
to the care of anything and anybody was an independent of you. Dependence for what's the thing together.
Yeah.
We're talking about the body of Christ.
Yeah.
That this is the thing that God knew that it would work out. All right, we're good. I mean, 2 Corinthians 7 and 12. Somebody get Matthew about 18 and 19. We're going to see how this thing began to work. Jesus got it all in motion before he left here, didn't he? He got this thing to work before he left here. All right? 2 Corinthians about 7 and 12.
Wherefore?
Though I wrote unto you, I did not for this cause that did the wrong.
Nor for his cause that suffered wrong.
Well, his cause that suffered. Listen, there was something happened down there, hadn't there? There was something happened down there. He brought it to him now.
All right, what was it called?
But that our care for you.
That our care for you.
In the sight of God.
In the sight of God.
I care unto you.
My care unto you. It's our care. There's a great care in us. And as we care for each other, and more for each other, our care will go greater for each other.
Yes.
I think now about a little story. I don't know how true it is, but think about it. Some man would find his wife. They had several children. They were poor. They were able to try to home and care for that. He had a brother. Well, had no children. They said, let's go over and see if we can't get my brother to let us have one of his children. Kind of lighten the load on him. Brother had one big old boy. They go down and begin to consider this man. Now, it's like he's trying to help us. Now, let's get down and see which one we can let him have. Well, the big old boy, big enough now to have Papa hold up. Wouldn't be consistent to let him go. Come on down. Next boy. This next boy was a boy that didn't mind you. He wasn't obedient to the authority. What about him? No. Somebody got to have him and watch it. Somebody got to have him to care for him. So watch out for him. No, we can't let him go. All right, how about Sally? She is the biggest girl. The second pounded is a what? They said, no. She's big enough now to take care of the baby. She's big enough now to help take care of the baby. We can't let her go. But finally, it's all little Johnny. Little Johnny had been about an invalid all his life. Wasn't able to do anything. He was just a kid. Why let him? They began to ponder it over. They said, no. He's knitted his well heart. We can't let Johnny go. He's having the other night with him. Oh, we've had this. He's been a great care for us. Look like it. Lots and lots of. Just can't let him go. Can you let her even go? Can you let her even go? God, I see that kid. That kid for Johnny. That off night. Out there in the cold, in his room. Taking care of his little pig. Taking care of and keeping him covered up. Oh, I can't do that. What was it? That care, I see. The care one for another. But in the day, the promises Jesus said it'll fill the whole earth.
Amen, that's right.
To the promises, brother, to work in that way. I'm going to say it. No matter which one you see coming, rub your heart, you're running, throw your arms around. That's right, brother. That's the way God intended. And God got this thing right. But you and I, when it happens, it'll work that way. Said, I guess we can't give either one of them away. It's just a wonderful change for them, looks like. But oh no, angel. What about the kid? That kid. Oh, this one can help. And that one needs our help. And this one can help us. And that one needs our help. Nobody else can take care of him. Well, look like we. Oh, listen. That is not a love. God love your heart that all the preaching in the world today over radios and these things can care for you like the love of God in the very bundle that the Word of God talks about today. That is not another thing. We talk about how this cement and we talk about how partners can fit things together. Sometimes you can't see the joy. But I'm going to tell you, God love your heart, there's nothing spoken up in this world that knit together like the specification in the Word of God that you and I are working by and living by that will work out.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's wonderful.
I say,
going back over there now just a little bit. The priority in us taking out cares and our burdens to each other. Don't you know when you got down there, you call this brother here, some of these brethren, to your home, and you got down there and wise, or the little babe, some of the children look like looking death in the door. And you got down there, and you reached the cross and got each other to the hand, and you called on God, and God heard, healed, and raised up a religion that made that not tighter than it ever had been. And God knew it would. And God knew it would. That's the reason why God intended that to be that way. Because he knew that yours and mine mixing together, you and I bearing each other's burdens, emptying our souls out after each other, would draw us together under the death with all of his imps. I could not draw us apart. God knew how to work this thing, didn't he? God knew how to take it. All right, Matthew 18:19. And what did it say? How?
Again, I say,
and again I say unto you,
there have been
two
of you.
Now wait a minute. Why couldn't he heal? He had power to heal anywhere. Yeah. If any two of you
shall agree on
earth,
touching
anything
that they shall ask,
it shall be done unto them.
My Father which is
in heaven. Who? Those that come down. Agree again. That's right. God knew what it would do, didn't he?
Amen.
It brings brother, it brings a greater agreement.
That's true.
It does, it brings a greater agreement. Whenever the people of God, and all the saints of God, we're talking about just one, two, three, I'm talking about all the saints of God, getting right down to where you reach right across, get my brother to the hand and agree with him. God knew what it would do. They shall have. Listen. We're going to have to rub off a little bit here. That's awful good at that, brother. We're going to have to rub off just a little bit. God knew what to do. That is the powerhouse. The powerhouse up there. We're down here.
Yeah.
Listen, God love your heart. God's got somewhere getting the power to you and I that'll help you and I.
Yeah.
All right, when my brother comes down here, that is. When we get our prayers through out of heaven, listen, that makes a carrier from you and I to God, and God blesses our soul and heals our body.
That's true.
Over there in James, never got through with that over there. He said, pray ye one for another that you might be healed. Why don't you say, talk to me and I'll do it? You just ask me and I'll do it. But God love your heart, God knew what you and I agreeing together. God love your heart, praying one for another, what effect it would have upon our souls, and it does closer together. That's right, this thing will work here.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, brother, this thing's running smoother now in my soul than it ever run. I've had to ask and forgive me. I've had to do this and that, but God love your heart. This thing been growing in my soul in the last 2 months. It's been growing better. It's been running smoothly down in my soul.
Let's get this other verse, brother.
All right, go ahead.
Where two or three are gathered together.
In my name.
There am I.
Oh, God's that.
Praise the Lord.
That's the way to get in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, when they get together. I'd love to see a whole bunch get together.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh, no. When you go to pray, just let one on and just let one, maybe two, lay on hands. God love your heart when I need you. I don't care if all of you get a hand on me. But just as long as you agree, you know how I know this thing will work. That's right, buddy. Listen, this is the greatest thing in the world today. When work according to the word of God. And God knew what it would take to keep you and I knitting together just a little bit more.
Amen.
You know one thing? Whenever you break a bone, you break it from in two. But if you ever get that bone together, God made a way. They would be was like a jelly come on the end of this boat. And a jelly come on the end of this boat. Both bones have jelly. It's not worse. And you know what he got past? It just commenced jellying up. And first thing you know, that began to harden up. Wasn't long ago, that bone was just like the rest of the bone. The same way with you and I. Living to take jelly on both sides, isn't that right? Jelly to jelly, God love your heart. Bone to bone. The thing will work out. It's like a glorious thing in the world, and people will love it. There isn't anything in the world that people look at that. Don't lie. Not more in it than seeing people not working together. That's right. Now God, see, it's not God's will. It's God's will. Can you focus? It's God's will. That you and I give the place. You know, I think about what Brother Wilson, that thing got in my heart. Talking about the place. The place. I'm talking about the way. The way these things work. The way God intends to be. That the thing works stronger. He said the place. He said down there when God told Abraham, take his son over there and certain land, take him up on a mountain, offer him up there. There's a lot of mountains around that. So you can take him to the top of any mountain around that. But God wouldn't have let him only where he told him to. That's right. God says to my door, I don't care what people say. God works it. God works like the Bible reads. God works like he told us to do. But it's all, well, I know that practice that. I know, but that didn't mean me. It meant you if you're God's child and you're working for God. That's right. Amen. He told him, he said, you go down to the first city you get before you get to Jordan down there. And you sit down, and you go over there. He didn't say sit down, so you go over there. And he said, I got a raven. That'll feed your what? That. That's what it means. I got a raven. That'll feed you that. Not anywhere up and down that river. That'll feed you that. People today, this word of God will work that. It ain't going to work nowhere else. Right. You and I can hatch it up over here and hatch it up over here. I take one way, God bless your heart. Ministers, never was a time in the history of time that you and I, all of us, needed to be just on a straight line together. And Father, listen, when everybody you approach and somebody say, what do you think about the ministry, that this away. I might not just understand it, maybe. To get to that place where it said the minister said it's yes, this way. Amen. God said, well, I know they said, I don't believe that. Don't say that. Get it out level, please. Me come up, somebody else comes down. I'm telling you, get on that level, please. People asking you today, what do you think about this? They write me. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? That's right. So-and-so don't see that, buddy. What do you think? God love your heart. I'm going to do this thing work together. We come right down to that place. I might have to come down a little bit. I might be up here and I might have to come down. Somebody else down, you'd have to come up. But I'm going to tell you, God love your heart. You and I can meet at a place where we can say the minister says,
amen. Amen.
Leave it back. In America, watching the gather.
Amen.
In the presence, trying to be encouraged.
That's right.
I'm not preaching to you, pick it all together now. And I'm going to say this thing will work. This thing will work.
Amen.
All one time, him and Peter got into a kind of a tight spot.
Yes,
he said it. What did that not do it with his face? He rebuked him to his face.
Yes,
that's right. Where did he go? To not all back, blood of your heart, preaching, working together, right on back down.
Amen.
The minister said it's all that. I'm going to tell you, God, blood of your heart, there is something that comes back from the powerhouse. I said the other night, I said, yes, there, the man that I got the great power for working You knew what electricity was. He knew how to make it. But how to sound it. How to get it out to the people.
And he begins to think about this kind of metal, that kind of metal. I want to get it out stronger. I want to carry it. I want some of the pain out stronger. And he may have tried many. I don't know. I wasn't living there. They may have tried many metals. But they found out the copper was taken all the way to where it was going. They would hold it. I'm going to tell you, from the heart is all our world, our copper was. They carry electricity. God knew what it would take. They carry this thing one to another. Sanctified, dedicated, given the hand of God. A man and woman is a carrier of the unity of God's people. If I get it too hard, brother, get at me. I say you're a carrier of the unity of God.
Amen.
Carry it right one to another.
Wonderful. Go right ahead. Thank the Lord. This is what I need.
How about Acts? About 12 and 4. Somebody get Acts 10. No. Can't take that off. Maybe this Acts 12 and 4. I'm going to get through. The brother said this morning it'd take a long time.
Sure.
I feel better in my body. All right. Read it.
When he had
apprehended. When he had
apprehended.
He put him in prison. He put him in prison. I bet that this is Peter. This is when they cut James' head off. The other day, they got him both. They cut one's head off. And they put Peter in prison. Down there, going to hold him down there over the Sabbath. They didn't want to kill him on the Sabbath day. And they put him in prison. All right, read. Running down there between the lost soldiers?
To keep him.
To keep him.
Intending after Easter to bring him forth.
Why they intended to bring him forth?
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison.
He was kept in prison.
But prayer was made without fear.
Nah.
Of the church.
Here's the thing. God, live your heart. Here's the thing that contacted the corner.
Yes.
Carried something right on down to the old jail.
Amen.
All that fear that they had for that man. All them to get in one place and get down and together and call upon God together.
Something good to
serve.
Well, we don't need him
at all. Let God let him out. God did let him out, but they were praying Monday. And he said, get an angel. We'll not read all this. I've got time to read you and listen to what it is. Get an angel. Come down there while he's over there praying. And over that old gate. I hang it up there. I don't know how the angel got in there. Didn't say the gate was open then, but it said it went in there. But Peter was asked. What's the matter? Listen, there's been a contact me.
Yeah, like
that we need to be in the place where we can contact God and each other.
Amen.
Yes? Huh? Yeah, that's true. And it takes two waters to shine them lights. Yes, it does. It takes us and God, but this ain't work out right. That's right. God of
the Lord.
It takes us. Get in the hands of God. I don't care about my opinions and my ideas. The angel ain't get no help. The quicker people will lay down opinion, ideas, and think over that. What I heard coming around, lay it down on your heart. There'll be a gathering together.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's all they
want
to be.
That's the way God intended it to be.
Yeah.
God intended this thing to work that way.
Amen.
I don't mean my God just didn't say that man over there and he that man and he this man over here and that over there. God wanted you and I to have contact with each other.
Amen.
He knew that would cause our look, our faith, our understanding,
amen,
our burden. It caused us to work close to the gap.
Amen.
Now that's why. All right. They said there, a little further down. All right, it's good. The angel said to him, there he looked down and slapped him on the side. Now Peter wasn't praying, for Peter was asleep.
Yes.
Somebody else was praying. Oh, thank you. Come there and pray for me. When I land in this death door, that's right, you know it's right. Down that damn young brother up of your heart, they come over there, they cry and pray. I tell them, I love you, Jesus.
Yeah,
I love you, you're in
the
Lord. I said, this is the last of it, isn't it? This is the end of the road. I love you, all right, but this is the end of the road. God, love your heart, it wasn't my prayer.
Oh, no! It is their minds and their prayers, their tears, that struck with God, and God touched my body, raised me up,
made me able. Partly able. Not as able as he used to be, but now I'm able enough to do some things for God.
Thank the Lord!
They cry. You know that's so. And brother would get down there and cry, those young brother Barton. Can't give you up.
We didn't want you to go.
Can't give you up yet. Need you, Harold. Listen, brother. Larry, you and I need each other enough to take the burden of each other. I'm going to tell you, God will be pleased.
Talk about the angel. Talk about the angel shouting. And it's all about the baby. When God sees the heart going to heart, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make the angel shout.
Yes,
the angel shout. God knew how to work this thing, didn't he? Oh, yes. May the Lord encourage our heart. You know, told him to get up and put on his sandals. Come on down, it's time I quit. When he said, Gretchen, get on his sandals. Come on down. Said, pardon me, went on up there.
Listen! Agreement! Agreement in prayer! Cause the old angel
to swing wide open. He'll do it yesterday. Rather than according to the door. Of obstacles, they're calling the door of hindrance, they're calling the swing wide open. Listen, saint, may God help me. My heart tells you this thing. I don't know how much longer I preach. I'm not talking about today. I want to go just along with God as we go. But let me tell you, you parents, one thing. May God spare your heart. This thing, God knows how to work it. But listen, don't let your children ever hear you say one word about another man.
Right.
Don't you let your children ever hear you say one word contrary to another one.
That's right.
That's right. I'm going to tell you, it's an ill that couldn't say.
Yes.
We hold our parents, our neighbors, we hold them saved. Why are you going to get them saved? My children, never is right inside. Have it sing up from your heart. The devil, the world, the lost is against us. And the only thing we've got is each other. Let this thing shine as it should shine. God planted it in the earth, isn't it?
Yes.
He planted it in the earth. We're just the growing of it. That's all.
Yep.
We're just going up. He said, except a grain of corn weakly fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it fall in there and die, it brings forth fruit. I'm going to tell you, we're just the fruit. That's right. They come up from that one that was planted in the earth. He was speaking of his death, isn't that right? Thing of his death and resurrection. I'm going to tell you, he is with today. This thing here is just like the Bible reading. And if I'm not that way, I'm not right. So all I know now, there may be some things they don't know. I won't tell you. You're hard. But oh, listen. God knew how to keep this thing running right on down the channel. Isn't that right? Knew how to keep it running right in the channel. That would make heaven. And listen, some people, I think, sometimes too interested in heaven, not interested in somebody around about. That's right. I'm not going this way just to shun hell. Somebody said, oh, I pray to hell. I'm not going this way just to shun hell. I'm going this way because I love this.
Amen.
Lord, I love it. I love it. Love to work. Love to be with the Lord. Love to do His duty. Well, may the Lord help us. That ain't near all of it. Yeah? I don't want it. Hutch and God in your own. All right, read it.
And it came to pass.
Huh? when Moses held his hand.
And Israel prevailed.
And Israel prevailed. When they get up, they had to let them down.
But Moses' hand was heavy.
But Moses had the head.
And he took a stone.
Yes.
And put it under him.
He put it under him.
And he set it on.
So down, down.
And Aaron and Hur set up his hand.
Oh, listen, this is not talking about Moses now, yes.
No.
Listen to this.
One on one side, one on the other side.
One on the other side. Oh, thank you, Lord.
And his hand was steady as he was going down the sun.
That's what made him steady.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said this old ship rocking. Yeah. I'm telling you, this old ship rocking. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to come to pass. But love your heart, I know what will come to pass. When they get each other's hands up there,
Amen.
Under each other's hand. I'm talking about ladies too. I'm talking about everybody. Now get under each other's hand, hold them up there, love your heart. There they come. Hey! We don't want this thing rocking around. God didn't know. That's the reason why God had his life he's got. I say this is the thing that causes this. God love your heart to work so smoothly.
Yeah.
So smoothly. Whenever you,
beautiful,
whenever you see congregation of saints come together, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What's the matter? He was there. Now you know what they said about Jesus one time when tears began to run down his face? The devil hold high and somebody said we need to shake hands. I tell you, we need to mingle tears with each other sometimes. Without tears and mingle together. That's why. You know what I think about here? Colossians. It has been read here before, I don't know. About two and one. Now some more. And then it's going to help this to work. You know, I think sometimes, only if he was that car hit that now. No matter how new your car is, how old it is, when that thing goes to missing, you're going to go honey garage. That's right. Whenever it goes to missing, you're going to go honey garage. There's something wrong. I'm going to say a lot of people today can just let the thing miss here and miss there, not hit here and not hit there, in the salvation line, right, and go right on, not paying any heed to it. I say you care more for your car and for your way of transportation than you do your soul.
Amen.
Help us now. Don't get it. So he don't pray for me now. You go ahead and pray for me. I want us to see how necessary these things are. Sometimes something to get a hinder. Sometimes someone to get a hinder aside. I can't pray. Looks like Jim, a prayer, it seemed like it's under a tub. I have. Brother, I pray that it seemed like it's under a tub. Didn't get nowhere. It's probably a little bit like that. Didn't get nowhere. I'm going to say, whenever you do, whenever it comes that way, you do that to a woman. The woman said one time that she lost her. One piece of money.
Yeah.
The first thing she done, she did a count. She got something to begin to look for. She began to look for it. Then she lit a count. She went and got her a broom. And she began to sweep. I'm confident she got into everything. I'm going to tell you, God, let your heart, when the thing is not ringing right, when the thing is not, let's begin to get a broom. The man has to raise his heart, brother, when he found out the fine for that thing is getting around as quick as out of your soul. Get out of your soul. That care you one time has for each other.
Help, Lord. Take the candle when
you do. Yes.
Lord, take the candle.
May the Lord help us. I preached on that here a while back at home. I said that's three. It said act. You shall seek. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. A lot of people are asking a lot of things today. But God, love you. Are you hunting for the thing that will bring you through?
Amen.
Are you hunting for the thing that will help you in the thing you're asking for? Must know. I'll just be glad when everything is working. She'll say it. everything is working easy and go off. I'd just be glad. Well, I'll be hurting for the thing. Hurting for the thing.
Hurt! Seeking hurt!
Hurt for the thing. Might be in me. Oh, see if it's me. That's the first fellow to begin to look at. Me. All right? Did I give the scripture? Yes, yeah, I give caution. Two and one.
For I would know that, for I would that you know what great conflict I have for you.
That's what it means, eh?
I don't.
Conflict means care?
Yeah.
Brother,
they won't ask
where he
had it.
Yeah? I'd like you to know how much. How much time? Yeah. All right, read.
And for them, as I can pronounce that word. And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh.
So that they had a king, yes. So that he had a great care for them.
That their hearts might be comforted.
That their hearts might be comforted.
Being knit together.
Being knit together.
In love.
In love.
And unto all riches.
And all riches.
Of the full assurance of
the full assurance.
Yeah. And through the acknowledgement of the mystery of God.
Amen.
What
a,
and
that's,
of the
Father. That's down about 4 minutes.
Right.
I want to get there with the interest. The interest they had. Oh, that great care, that great love. They had one for another. And you know that they hadn't seen him yet. Well, that they hadn't seen him yet. But yet he was, all that care was reaching out. Reaching out to them over there. May the Lord help us. I say these are the things that help us to draw nearer to each other. I'm thinking now about one scripture. I'm going to quit then. I heard this one. I'm going to have to quit. Over here, I believe in Mark 16:15. Maybe start at 13. Mark 16:13. I want to see how that this thing worked out to help us.
And they went and told him to the
Is that 13?
They didn't believe they were.
Yes.
Afterward he appeared unto the 11.
Afterward he appeared unto the 11?
As it said me.
It said me.
And upbraided them with the unbelief.
By the unbelief. All right, me.
And hardened the heart.
And hardened the heart.
Because they believed not them, but they seen him after.
You know one thing? A lot of people today, when you ask absolutely, he will tell you the things of God, they just don't believe. They haven't got confidence enough in each other to believe. They told him of the things that they had saw, and that they had saw before, that he was there for me. Well, we saw. And then they didn't believe. I think sometimes today, that the Lord wants us to believe each other. I'm going to say this much. When people come to us and we believe each other as we ought to, we love each other.